Linda Holmes is the author of the novels Flying Solo and Evie Drake Starts Over. Her new novel is called Back After This. You've likely heard Linda talking about pop culture on National Public Radio or on her popular podcast, Pop Culture Happy Hour. In this new novel, she combines her love of working in audio with her love of romantic comedies. And the result is a fun, smart, and satisfying story. Here's our What We're Reading conversation with writer Linda Holmes. So Linda, Cecily, your main character, is a podcast producer working for a media company in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure how other people would respond to that, but when I read it, I got really excited. I love working in radio. I love editing audio. And I know that you have done a lot of work for National Public Radio, Morning Edition, All Things Considered. And of course, you are the host of the popular podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour. Can you tell us first how you got your start working in radio?
Yeah, I actually came to NPR because I was a writer, and I had been covering television and popular culture, and I came to start a pop culture blog for them. And so I came to NPR in 2008 to do that. And then in 2010, a few of us decided to start the podcast very much as kind of an experimental project. And gradually over time, you know, the podcast has become a bigger and bigger part of my job. And I started doing more and more work on the NPR shows, coming on to talk about different things, whether it's the Oscars or a new movie or something like that. So it really just happened very gradually out of my writing background.
And why did you decide to incorporate so much about the audio world into this new book, Back After This?
Well, this is a romantic comedy. It is a book that I mean to be fun. And I feel like in a romantic comedy, I always prefer for there to be some other things going on in the book other than just the romantic comedy element. And so I like for there to be a world that you can investigate. And I think a lot of people don't know a ton about the world of how audio and podcasts are made. And it just seemed to me that it would be fun to put a little bit of that stuff in there, and also to kind of honestly, to kind of recognize the work of all the producers and editors who have essentially made the career that I have now possible. That was sort of a bonus for me.
So the premise of Back After This is that Cecily agrees to host a new podcast series about modern dating. She agrees to have a social media influencer coach her through 20 dates with 20 men.
Yes.
And yeah, we get a little snapshot into each of those dates. So I got to ask, how did you come up with 20 dates? Did you make some up? Were they drawn from your personal experience or maybe stories from friends?
A couple of them are drawn from personal experience. It's essentially a list of, you know, describe a person and a person's job and find a kind of food that you would have on this date or a activity that you would do on this date. And then a reason why the date would not be a good date. And it's really just a scrambling up of all of those factors. Some of them are from my life. Some of them are from other people's lives. And some of them are pure invention because I thought it would be funny. For example, one of them is a guy who tries to get her into an MLM that he's involved in, that he's selling knives. And, you know, so it's all just sort of various nightmares, some real and some imagined.
You did mention that you watch a lot of romantic comedies. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the golden rules of a good rom-com is the meet cute, the yes. charming first meeting of love interest. Yeah. Cecily meets love interest Will while trying to rescue a dog, a very big dog, mm-hmm. and a very cute scene. But Cecily and Will continue to have wonderful meet cutes throughout the story. I'm not going to give any of them away, but were you maybe trying to show us that they were destined for each other?
I think it's more that to me, I really wanted this book to be a really rom-commy rom-com. That was mm-hmm. the original plan. And so that is why you have this sort of, she just keeps running into this same guy, which is the kind of thing that only happens in rom-coms. And to me, it was really fun to find different ways for them to continually run into each other, to the point where she starts to sort of, when she bumps into this guy, she starts to sort of say, well, of course, obviously, like, I just keep everywhere I go, this guy pops up. And so, yeah, it's less Destiny and it's more, there's another character who points out to her at one point, like, you guys live in the same neighborhood. You're roughly the same age. You're both in creative jobs. It's not that much of a coincidence that you keep running into each other. But it is a coincidence. And, you mentioned the meet cute, and I love a meet cute. I love a dog. And so it's just a matter of mixing elements that I love in a way that feels both familiar and hopefully a bit fresh. That's the hope for me.
So one of the things I think makes Cecily such an interesting character is that she is so good at what she does, producing shows, editing audio, creating these stories, and there's a real confidence that comes with that. But in aspects of her personal life, she sees herself as a failure. She compares herself to her sister a lot. She still harbors feelings about her last boyfriend. Can you speak to this contrast in her life between being really talented, yet still feeling like she can't get it together?
I think that she knows that she's good at her job, and she doesn't, it's, I think it's less that she feels like a failure and more that she feels like she doesn't understand why things haven't worked out the way that she hoped. And she feels kind of disappointed in the direction that her life has taken. And you're right, she compares herself to her sister a lot, even though she feels very loved and affirmed by her sister. It's not something that anybody is inflicting. It's just that sneaking feeling of, am I doing what I should be doing? And I think for a lot of people, work offers you more opportunities for concrete validation if you happen to get that. Whether it's, being promoted or being asked to work on something or receiving feedback, you don't always get and you don't always believe that kind of feedback when it comes from people in your personal life. And so I think she really welcomes these opportunities for, someone tells me I did a good job. And I think a lot of people are really vulnerable to judging themselves on that standard. Somebody told me I did a good job, therefore I am good.
Linda Holmes' new novel is back after this. It's What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.